very important if we talk before you start praying this morning. Turn your Bible, open your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 11. I want you to meditate as you're praying this morning on what's going on. There's a transitioning that is taking place in the body of Christ, not everywhere. There's a transitioning that is taking place in the spirit. You're going to have to listen different. You heard me? You're going to have to listen different because we're dealing with, and don't take this lightly, we're dealing with a remnant in the body of Christ that's going to supernaturally position the body of Christ to be able to handle and take over for God when all evil try to stand up. So that's what we're doing now. You understand what we're doing? We understand so a lot of religious things that we have trained under, a lot of rituals that we've been under, meaning good, but it won't be able to stand during these times. I don't want to talk about the negative things that are coming in the church. I just want you to know that I believe you are a part of the remnant. A remnant means it's a small group in the body of Christ. We're not just talking about this church. A small group in the body of Christ is going to be set apart, going to be powerful enough to be able to stand to get the message out to people during a crucial time. If you look with me, and I want you to pray along that line, we're praying about the supernatural. I think the supernatural is the only way we're going to stand out. Demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Father, and being led by the Holy Spirit, fed by the Holy Spirit, playing church no more. Really becoming the church of God. So in Isaiah chapter 10, verse 20, you see the word remnant about four times in the first 20th verse, 21st verse, and the 22nd verse of Isaiah. Remnant operating in another realm. Write that down. Remnant, a remnant operating in another realm. Not a ritual realm, not a religious realm, not an emotional realm, but operating in the realm of the Spirit, which the Holy Spirit will enable them to function in miracles, signs, and wonders in the supernatural from your position. Because you have to realize that the body of Christ at large got to do this. The ministers can't do this by themselves. We were designed to train you all to walk in the Spirit, all right? Now watch what it says here. And it shall come to pass in that day, the 20th verse, that the remnant of Israel, not all Israel, okay, and such as escape of the house of Jacob shall no more again stay upon him that smote them, but shall stay upon the Lord, the Holy One of Israel. Notice, in truth. So some truth in the Spirit going to not only change people, going to change some things. Truth. We need to go to the truth now. We need not lag. And only a remnant gonna cross the line. See, I think Gideon started out with 32,000. Yes, it went down to 10,000. Yes, then it ended up with 300. Yes, right? Yes, right. 21st verse said the remnant should return. Even the remnant of Jacob unto the mighty God. You see that? For through thy people Israel For though thy people Israel be as the sand of the sea, yet a remnant of them shall return. Remnant return. I like that, remnant return. So the assignment of this vision the Lord have given us is to train the remnant. Now, this whole ministry is not going to go. You got people that they're not in tune. They're not flowing enough. But you who come for intercessory prayer, I want to talk to you a few minutes. I'm let y'all go ahead and pray in a moment, but I want you to know why we're here. And I'm preaching transitional. When I come out, I'm aiming to yield to the Holy Spirit as much as I can, because it's not. Now notice the 27th verse. I think that's what you need to really see there. The 27th verse. That's a lot of burden need to be taken off the body of Christ. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You see what it says there? But it talked about the remnant first. Then it says in the 27th verse, it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Can't just read that. We got to feed on that and yield to it. And you're praying these supernatural prayer. And so you need to be listening supernatural, listening for the supernatural, listening for the Spirit to address anything in your life that need to be addressed, and enabling you to address people who God may send to you. You're not going to really enjoy your walk with God until you start doing that, that you can get your business fixed, and then when some come to you, you can tell them how you did it. Yes, sir. Yes. Glory. You see what I'm saying? Now that's getting you out the prayer line. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. And that's getting you up where you're in position to be the prayer. Yes, sir. And so I guess only two words, and Bert, you come take over, only two words here is fitable. You listening? Grow up. Yes, sir. Grow up. Grow up in the Spirit. And know how to yield to the Holy Spirit. So my preaching may not be all emotional, because I'm trying to dig. I'm trying to plant something in you. Impart something to you. Hmm? And I know, and you know, there's a lot of junk got to be pushed out. A lot of religion. You know, they come into the church. I didn't want to get into it, but they come into the church with new dances now. You know, and they're jumping and they're dancing like they're in the world. They're shaking and if y'all, I don't know if y'all ever saw any of that. Don't act like I'm only one saw it. You saw it. Yeah, so we got to make sure that we stay holy. Come on, boy, you're great.